Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello and happy Monday, which is Labor Day here in the States. So I believe it's Labor Day, right, Marla? Marla, it's not Memorial Day. It's Labor Day, right?
It's Labor Day.
It's Labor Day. I always get those two confused. I don't know why. Here we are on Labor Day. Everybody's talking about Labor Day. I'm like, and in my head I'm going, is it Memorial Day or Labor Day? I get so dyslexic with those two holidays. Kind of
but
funny.
You know
but
what? But you know what, Tony, you and I do. We are our own boss and entrepreneurs, and we do what we love. So every day is just a day we create. We don't keep track of those days. I wouldn't have even known. You know,
I know.
I wouldn't have even known it was Labor Day.
I always say I wish everybody owned their own business for a minimum of 3 months because it changes every ounce of your perception of how business works and why you go to work and why people love their work, and it gives you a new appreciation and respect for how businesses run. Like, so many people are always saying to me, oh, it's Monday, I have to go back to work, and and I'm like, no, I love work. I love helping people. I love having people come in. But when you do what you love and you're very passionate about it, I think that's just how it works. Okay, so everybody, first, a few quick announcements. We are going to be taking callers today. I have a full switchboard. Please know that if you do not get through today, you can contact me next Monday at the same time. And there have been people that have had to try for a couple months in a row, and then they finally get through. So please keep trying to get through. And if you don't make it through today, I'm very, very sorry. But I will be back next Monday, and I will be taking as many callers as possible. So today I have with me on the phone Marla Martinson. She has been a boutique matchmaker. She is a transformational dating coach, and she is a healer and an author. So Marla is on the show today because Marla and I have put a little package together to help you go from single to perfect
soulmate.
Partner, soulmate, and also to, if you are in a relationship, to help that relationship move forward in a healthy, productive way, okay? So we are going to be talking about this program today, but we are also going to be talking to people calling in and getting their questions answered, because both Marla and I are intuitive. So we can both answer your questions. One of us answer our questions. So Marla, do you want to give them the link if they want to look at the program that we're offering? It has a lot of really good stuff, and it's a great value, folks. So go ahead, Marla.
You guys, great to be with you, Tony. And we created a beautiful program for you guys for Labor Day special, and it's called Claim the Love You Desire, Dating Reset with Marla and Tony. And like Tony said, I've been a matchmaker for 17 years. I'm a transformational dating coach for women. And the link, it's a private link, so contact Tony or myself. Our websites are in the show notes. I'm MarlaMartinson.com, and Tony is TonyG.info. And we will send you that link because it's a special, yes, special link for you guys. So it's great because it's a mini program geared towards single women. We're going to assist you in claiming your divinity, self-love, acceptance, and finally claim that love you desire, because we've learned that once you move out and clear past wounds, an energetic shift happens. You learn how to totally and unconditionally love and accept yourself. You're going to get excited about dating again. Magical things are going to happen. And you get to work with myself and Tony. So with me, you get 2 30-minute energy healing sessions to clear and balance your chakras. You get a powerful guided meditation to attract your soulmate. You get a 1-hour private session of dating coaching with me, one of the top matchmakers in the country. You receive a soul care package with my book, The Buddha Made Me Do It, and a Reiki charged crystal and other goodies delivered right to your doorstep from moi. And with Tony, you get a 30-minute psychic reading, a hypnotherapy session to remove blocks that are keeping you from attracting that love, and you get a 30-minute clearing, which she does a special, we both are trained in this, but it's a special energetic clearing healing technique, and it quickly removes what's been blocking or stopping you from having that relationship. And you also get a copy of Tony's book, The Ever Evolving Journey for Love. So all of that, you guys, so go and check it out. And contact either myself or Tony. We'll send you that secret link.
Absolutely. Excellent. Yay. Okay, we are going to take our first caller from 780. Hello, 780. How are you today?
Hi, ladies. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Hi.
Where are you calling from? What's your name, please?
I'm calling from Alberta, Canada. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How can we help you today?
So, of course, on your topic, I'm curious what's coming for love, please and thank you.
Okay. Michelle, the first thing I'm picking up is that your last relationship was very tumultuous. It was very, like, up and down all the time, and you weren't really sure where you stood with this person. Is that accurate?
It is, yeah.
Oh, I feel you, sister. I so feel you. Okay, so what I'm going to say to you is, you know, this goes back to when you were 8 years old. Actually, something that you saw or something that happened when you were 8 years old, it might have been something you heard, something you saw, something that really stuck with you since you've been 8 years old. And I'm actually, Michelle, since you're on the phone, I'm just going to start clearing that now. A lot of that comes from your chest and your throat not being able to speak your truth, being afraid to tell men what you really want, and being afraid to state your case for the ramifications. Is that the correct word? I think that's the correct word, right? Ramifications?
Ramifications.
Yep. Sounds good. I think everybody knows what I mean, even if it is the wrong word. So what I'm going to tell you is you have the potential to meet somebody in a month's time, okay? Now, I'm going to say it's a month to the day almost. So what's today, September 2nd or September 3rd or 4th? What's I'm sad that I don't know the date ever.
It's the third. That's awesome.
It's the third. Okay, September. Okay, so between October 3rd and 5th, there is somebody that has the potential to come in for you. This person is very vivacious and very, this person is very vivacious. This person has a lot of chemistry with you. You have to hone back your own chemistry. You have to stand on your own. You cannot give them the farm. You have to seriously fight every impulse within you, and it is going to be difficult, and get to know this person prior to getting to knew this person. But it is going to be challenging because sometimes when we feel that energetic connection, we're like, oh, my God. Oh, no. And we have to, like, hone back and let things happen in a more natural way instead of a more orgasmic way. Marla, what would you say on this?
Thank you.
Okay. I connect into the angelic realm. So, Michelle, you are a shiny jewel. Stop letting men decide your self-worth. You have everything in you that you need to go forward. You have a fabulous business idea that you've been thinking about. You have some creativity just bursting at the seams. Sometimes you let the energy of those male forces stagnate and clog those plans and those dreams. It kind of bogs you down. And the angels want to see you fly. They want to see you kind of come up out of the mud like a lotus and just get that mud off you, and you're going to sparkle and shine. And, you have everything you need within you. And going forward, you will find a true love, but it's going to take some work on yourself. And I'll try to hope that helps.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah,
thank
you. And having said that, you know, I just want to add to what Marla's saying, and Marla, that completely resonates with me. We get with these guys, and all of us do it, beyond our, like, you know, you would think, well, Tony, you're intuitive. You probably, and I will see things like nothing, and I'll get messages, but I'll think, oh, no, I know better. How can I know better than the angels, right? No, I don't. It's just that we sometimes, as women, and I'm going to say this, as women, we think that if we are straightforward and honest and we don't play a game, it's going to turn out differently. And I'm not saying play a game because I don't like games. I don't play games. I'm like, here's the table. Here's what's on it. Yes or no. But men are hunters. Men are hunters. They want to win. They want to conquer. And it's not about playing a game. It's about letting them get to know us before we get into that space. Because if we move too quickly, and I've seen it over and over again, and I've done it. I've seriously done this, where we know what the potential is, and we have these feelings, so we jump in, you know, we're diving off the high board, not my head board, so sorry.
That's awesome.
Freudian slip there, so sorry, folks. Oh, my God, I'm so happy this is not on video because I am, like, gauge of red right now. Oh, God. Marla, jump in, please. Oh, my God.
It's all good, Tony.
Oh, okay. We want to jump in off the high dive, and we think this person's already there. Men aren't always as intuitive or ready as we are, so we have to give them the time to get there. When this guy, again, I cannot say this enough to you, sweetie, when this guy shows up in a month, there's going to be two things going on, and I want you to re-listen to this show with a pen and paper, and I want you to write a few things down. First of all, put a lock on it, and I'm sorry, that's just the way the angels have just said that. Put a lock on it until you know he has a certain level of staying power with you. Second, he's there to teach you to respect yourself and to not sometimes we make decisions because we're afraid they're going to go. We have to not care if they're going to go. okay?
Yeah.
If they're going to go, they just ain't it. They're not a man. They're a boy, and we want a man. We want a full-grown, mature man who is ready to say, you know what, I'm in this, but we won't find out if in this until we give them the opportunity to show that. So some of the issues that you faced in the past with some guys, those issues are going to come up again. That doesn't mean run. That means, okay, I'm going to stand my ground, and I'm going to do it differently this time. And when I do it differently this time, it's going to turn out differently. And if it doesn't, well, at least I didn't give him the farm this time, sort of thing going on. He didn't get my cattle. So, they are really on it with the analogies today. So, Michelle, I so hope this was so helpful for you. And
it really was.
Please, thank you. I am going to, on Blog Talk, I'm going to re-edit this show, and I'm going to put the link for Marla and I's program. Or our special, and it will also be on my website, on my homepage, right after this show. So I really am going to encourage you to look at that and think about that. If it's something that resonates with you, I think it will help you a great deal. Although I did already start clearing a little bit for you, you should feel a little lighter even right now. But definitely, excuse me, by the end of the day. Okay, sweet girl?
Awesome. Thank you both so much. Blessings.
Thank you. Good luck.
Blessings. Bye.
Blessings
Thank
to you.
You.
Thank you so much again. Thanks.
Hey, that was a lot of fun. I hope the rest of the show is just as much fun as that on Marla. Marla, we are going to go to 856. Hello, 856. How are you today?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, Laura. We are.
Hi, Laura.
Awesome.
Hi.
So, Laura, what's your question today?
I was wondering what you might see for me around becoming stable in my career and being able to finally move into my own place, my own home.
Okay. I'm getting as far as, you know, the one thing I am getting, okay, first of all, your root chakra is shut down. Your first and second chakras are shut down. So I'm going to start to clear that now. And you might feel yourself kind of rocking back and forth as we're talking here, because instantly when I started to clear this, I just got pulled back. And I feel like there's some stuff with your throat too, because instantly I feel that with my throat. When I feel it in my throat, it's not speaking our truth. It's having that fear. I'm going to tell you, I'm getting 6 months. So I'm trying to clarify if 6 months is the time frame for the work stability. No, new home. Yes. So I feel like in about. I'm getting a lot of different time frames here, and I'm just trying to clear them. So in about a month, you're going to get some good news, and this is financial news. This might mean something with work, obviously. And then in 3 months, you're going to feel very solid. They want you to save up, and then around that six-month time, you'll be able and ready to make a really good, solid move. I know you want to do it before that. You want to do it tomorrow. You can't. Just be logical about this. Do not be impulsive about it. And you do. You want to jump so badly that as soon as you have enough money to get the most whatever place you can get, you want to do that. They're saying do not do it. Do not jump until you are secure and you have the means to get a decent situation going, because it's easier to do that than to go from one place to the next later on down the line. Marla, go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm getting that you might need a little bit of extra training that could help. What kind of work do you do?
Well, I do training and change management.
in what kind of management?
It's change management. It's just, it's getting the workforce ready to receive the changes that are coming.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of get the word change came up from you, but I kind of get the word you might be changing. You might be changing that down the line. Has there been something else that you've been thinking of, another career that's kind of more exciting for you that you've been kind of feeling?
Well, I'm artistically inclined,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I do, in my work, I do a lot with graphic design. So
right.
I thought maybe somewhere down the road, publishing or, you know, with digital.
Right. I see it, because when you tell me what you do, it's like there's no excitement there. It's just like, oh, change management, kind of, you know, there's no, it's kind of deflated. So I would say while you're looking for work, if you can get a little extra training in something that really lights you up, or take a night course even once a week, maybe in something creative, and get your frequency higher, and that's going to help find a job. Because if you're kind of like looking for work and trying to get a better situation, but you're not thrilled about it or super lit up or excited, or you're kind of like, well, I have to do this and I've got these things I've kind of have to do and change this and that, the energy around it is kind of stagnant. So we want to get that energy frequency a little higher, get a little more excited about life, whether you have to just do some things for fun on the side. That's what
that
I'm getting. Yeah.
And if I can interject, you know, I just want to say, and I cannot stress this enough, I have a program called the Self Program and the Love Program. Sometimes I understand there's a passion and there's a purpose that we all have, but sometimes if there's something inside of us, no matter what we do, eventually it will end up in that place where we're not joyful about it. So really doing some, and they're calling it root work again, some root work on clearing up whatever it is that's, because you would equate it to the feeling of being bored, but it's not boredom, it's discontent. You have a discontentment inside of you, where things are okay for a while, things are exciting, they're new, but then all of a sudden it becomes very stagnant and boring. And what they're really saying is clear that up, because that's just something inside of you. It's a hurt. And so we go from being bored to it's really discontent to it's a hurt that you suffered that has not been cleared up. So you get these new things. It's like a shiny toy, a shiny new job, a new career. And then, but this thing inside of you, discontentment or hurt, kind of then surfaces again, and everything is just blasé again. So when you clear that up, when you get through that, you're going to really, no matter what you're doing, you're going to bring that lust for life, and like Marla said, that higher frequency, that brilliance to everything. You know, what you do very well. You're very good at what you do. You just are kind of in a space where you're a little bit like blasé with it, and you want to be shining no matter where you are and what you're doing. And then when we are in that space where we're shining with whatever we're doing, then the next thing or the side work also explodes for us. So please just be very well aware of that. And it's almost like somebody told you when you were younger that, yeah, you wouldn't measure up, you weren't good enough. And so you're always trying to, I don't know what the exact statement was, but somebody said something to you when you were at a critical age that is making you really, like, just get in this space where you feel this discontent. And you know, I really do hope that you consider getting some clearing for that, because that would just change everything. Because every relationship you get into, eventually this feeling is going to creep up on you, in case you haven't already noticed that. So does this make sense to you, what Marla and I are saying? Yes, it does.
It
really
resonates.
Does.
Thank goodness it resonates. I feel really bad
yeah.
if it didn't, but yeah. Well, I hope this was very, very helpful for you. Thank you so much for calling
Thank
in
you.
Today. And please call back and let us know that you have in about a month's time, and let me know where you are, but also consider getting some good clearing work, because that will, like, even one session will make you really look at things very, very differently. Okay?
Yes. You mean getting my chakras cleared? Is that what you mean?
Getting them. It could be clearing the chakras. It could be clearing this hurt. When we have the session, we go through and we figure out exactly what needs to be cleared, and then we go from there.
Okay.
So yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week.
Thank you. You too, both of you. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. So, Marla, I just want to say this is so much fun. I love doing this. It is a great, it's very exciting, and I love having someone else on the line that can laugh with me. So
yes,
we
it's been
have
fun.
About... Mm-hmm. We have just a short bit of time left, so I just want you to please tell everybody the program that we're offering. Can you please tell them what they get in that program again?
Yeah, you get it's called Claim the Love You Desire, and again, contact Tony or myself on our websites, and we'll send you the secret link. And with me, you get 2 30-minute energy healing sessions, distance healing. They're fantastic. To clear and balance your chakras and to clear you. You get a powerful guided meditation to attract your soulmate that I made in the studio. It's just beautiful. A 1-hour private session of dating coaching with me, and a soul care package delivered to your doorstep with some magical goodies. With Tony, you get a half-hour psychic reading. You get a hypnotherapy session to remove blocks that are keeping you from attracting the love you desire, or anything. You can work on anything you want with her. You also get a powerful clearing with Tony. It's a really cool technique that we've both been trained in, and that removes blocks. And then a copy of Tony's book, The Ever-Evolving Journey for Love. So we're so excited to work with you guys. You're going to get guidance from the spirit world and the angels. You're going to get clear on your non-negotiables and a soulmate. Your self-loving through the roof. And you're going to love being you. So we hope to work with you.
Absolutely. And I do want to say that no matter where you're located in this big, beautiful world, all of these sessions can be done over the phone or via Skype. Marla and I are both very used to working with people over the phone and via Skype. So either way that you would want your sessions, that would work out perfectly, and we can schedule them at your convenience, so it doesn't matter, because we both work days, evenings, weekends, so it's easy for you to schedule. Marla, I want to
yep.
thank you so much for being such an amazing guest on the show today. It is actually so much fun to have you on, and such an honor, and I really... really did have a lot of fun with you here today. So
it was awesome. Thanks everybody for being with us.
Yes, and thank you. If you did not get through today, please try back next Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and I will be happy to try to get to you next time. Thanks again, everybody, and have an absolutely amazing rest of the week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.